This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Over on the YouTubes, if you missed Josh Pate this morning on Dirt and Sprague, you can catch that on the YouTube. Just fast forward, rewind, wherever you like, except for the future. That would be impossible. If you're not able to catch Dan Lanning tonight on primetime at 4 o'clock, that'll be podcasted wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, and 1051thefan.com. Coming up this hour, is it a get-right game for old Bo tonight? Because, dude, that guy's the weirdest quarterback in the NFL right now, I swear.
It is weird.
And why would you trade the best player on your team? But I wanted to get into this. Danny, you and I yesterday were talking kind of off air a little bit about the Adam Silver situation and going before Congress. And I tried to kind of think, you know, of all the times that politics get involved in sports and the times when they're positives and the times when they're negatives. And I have some notes here. On some times they were positive. 1936, Jesse Owens gives a salute in front of that bad man who was the leader of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
In 1968, Tommy Smith and John Carlos throw the Black Power up at the Olympics,
mm-hmm,
in solidarity due to the civil rights movement going on there. In 68, also Marvin Miller helps create the first collective bargaining agreement, arguing the antitrust case to Major League Baseball. That went to be before the Supreme Court, allowing Curt Flood to be a free agent, thus changing the landscape of sports forever.
That happens.
No big deal. 2005, there's a congressional hearing for Major League Baseball again. This time it's Sammy Sosa, Roger, mm-hmm, Clemens, Rafael Palmeiro.
With the finger wag.
I repeat. 2021, NCAA loses their antitrust lawsuit, thus creating NIL.
Mm-hmm.
And then our current situations of Adam Silver having to address Congress about gambling.
So Silver was not present for this, by the way.
Oh, he was not.
He was not present. That, ooh, there was a leak that
he
came
got out of it
yesterday. So, yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
And the last one is the LSU governor, the Louisiana governor, involved with coaching hires and fires in the state of Louisiana, when he should probably focus on education and the fact that his House of Representative delegates have shut down the government.
Mm.
You know, I think some of those early ones, the Jesse Owens, the Black Power, the messages, I like when that gets involved in politics. Marvin Miller got involved in the politics and created free agency.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a positive thing. Do we need Congress stepping in about gambling?
Yes.
Does that change our perspective? Does that change, you know, whether you like your politicians or other people's politicians, whatever, is that a necessity to get true reform.
It is because we do not have federal gambling legislation.
And this might create that.
I think that where this is going to create that.
And then prop bets are illegal federally.
Oh, not even just prop bets.
But I can't smoke weed.
We have, I mean, look, we always want our separation of our states. We want states totally. To have their own
state rights.
Rules,
yep.
State rights.
That I firmly believe in that.
Yeah,
that's the Constitution.
Yes, and 100%. But we need to have federal regulations around this. Mm-hmm. At 100%, there needs to be a federal governing body over all of this.
Just because we can't trust those people to take care of it themselves.
Not just that. It needs to happen. There's just in. I am a pro engine of chaos human.
Mm-hmm.
Let people do as they please, put the loosest framework around it, and trust. And I know that sounds crazy from somebody probably like me, but that's politically, that's how I am.
Like free capitalism.
Yes.
You're just down with free capitalism.
Yes. Yeah. And now, are there checks and balances we need to put on things when things get too far gone? Abso-freaking-lutely. But I'm a pro-freedoms guy.
This is like there shouldn't be a 10-run rule in co-ed softball.
Yeah, just, hey, man.
Be better.
Yeah, figure it out. And look, again, if you want to put something around it, fine. But I would much rather have more freedom than more exclusions, as it were. But there do need to be some guardrails. I talk about this with NIL all the time. I say some version of it'll sort itself out, and it has.
It kind of has.
It has.
But who would have thought that NIL was the governing body we needed?
And that's the thing is like, but
it
the
like
problem,
did it unintentionally.
What did we have? We had too much regulation. We had too much. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do this. No, like when you start doing that, it goes too far. But the problem is right now we don't have anything around gambling other than in certain states, and I gamble. I'm not going to sit here and yell at anybody who gambles. But at the same time, I can gamble here, but I can't gamble on Oregon college sports. But if I go to Washington, if I go 11 miles from here, I can.
But you can't gamble on Washington college
sports.
But
it's like, why does that make any sense? Why, like, explain to me how that makes sense.
Also explain to me why you can only gamble on tribal lands.
Yes. Like,
you know, like what is that about?
Again,
I mean, I understand what it's about, but I'm asking it rhetorically.
Yes, but it's like, that whole part of it is like, why? This doesn't make any sense.
But then your other aspect of it is you have a billion-dollar state-run institution in Louisiana State University that can't seem to control themselves in their situation as they just bought out a man for $60 million. And then the governor steps in, and then all of a sudden things become an S show. That's something I don't want my government involved in.
Power and influence inherently aren't evil.
I think I heard somebody mention, I think Isaac Rupp mentioned this. Do you want Tina Kotek choosing the next head coach at Oregon State?
Yeah, no.
That would be a disaster.
Yes. No,
I don't want the Washington governor deciding what's going on at Wazoo.
Look, we already saw her steal a baseball from a kid.
That lady does look like Tina Kotek.
I thought it was when I saw the photo. Why is Tina Kotek at a Phillies game?
That's racist.
I mean, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, looks like Tina Kotek. I mean, I got nothing for you. But
because that's when I want nothing to do with it. So it's this real, is it just more...
No, it's again, I was saying that power and influence aren't inherently evil. Having influence can be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people do with it that becomes problematic.
Which is why communism never works, because eventually somebody becomes greedy and wants power.
Eventually. Always.
Always.
And that's the thing. Is like,
well, little farmlands in like South America are pretty communistic.
Yeah, well, you know, neither here nor there. But the idea of you know, people, you know, I always hear, you know, what's the old adage? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
But it's actually just said on the YouTube chat.
No, yeah. It does. But power and influence by themselves are not inherently evil. Like,
that's true.
We as people, just as human beings, we are called to have influence over people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether you have a faith or you don't believe in anything, like, there is a hierarchical like stage of things that falls into things. I have how I ascribe to them, certainly. And I want to operate within those boundaries. And I want to, as much as I seem cynical, I try to be optimistic within my life.
I disagree.
I do. I know you're joking, but like I genuinely do. But like when I look at this stuff, and it's always like, that's why I want people to have freedom. It's why I want that. But, you know, you get involved with this stuff, and it always seems like it's always some sort of overreach. It's always some sort of, and by overreach, it's not just control, it's power and influence in a way that's like, that shouldn't be wielded here.
And it's also tough to know what you would do in said situation as well.
I've always said I don't ever want to be a number one. Like, I don't, I people have asked me, like, what would you want to do in the NBA? Like, if you got a job.
I was number two.
I want to be an AGM. I don't want to be the number one.
Yeah.
Because number one, I don't trust myself with that kind of power. Number two, I'm somebody who wants to do the work. Like, that part of it.
And I sit here and say, I use this example because I'm watching soccer right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather play for 50 mil in France mm-hmm. than 250 mil in Saudi Arabia. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
But
somebody offers you that $250 million contract.
Yeah, like...
Live Golf.
Live Golf is a great example. Like, I love Brooks Koepka. Kind of a jerk sometimes, but I like Brooks Koepka. Am I really mad that he's in Live Golf? Yeah, because I want to watch Brooks Koepka more. I wouldn't take that money, says Patrick, until John Rahm comes around and they ask me $500 million to go live in Europe and play golf. And that doesn't really matter. And I get the same money no matter what. I'd like to say I wouldn't. I'd like to say I'm Rory and I'm, believe in the game and I'm sticking to it. I don't want to go be a Yankee. I've been in the Colorado Rockies my entire career. I'm staying in Colorado.
And yet they all leave Colorado.
Yep. Yeah, there aren't very many Mike Trouts in the world.
Nope.
You know, the story about the NFL deadline with Alvin Kamara and Cam Jordan. They don't want to leave New Orleans.
Or David Njoku. Did you see him?
Yeah.
I don't want to bleep and go. I want to be here.
And
great. Awesome. You found your spot.
Unless it's like the Eagles calling or the Chiefs, and then you're like, okay, yeah, I'll go. And so
you don't want to go because they're like, we're going to trade you to the Saints. You're like, no. I'm good.
No, I love living in Detroit.
Yeah, you're just like, I actually, I like the cold.
Hotlanta's my spot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good.
The ownership here is not very great. Steven Ross kind of sucks, but boy, them beaches are clean.
Tax-free, baby.
Boy, them beaches are nice.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to stay. Jalen Waddle, I'm happy to be
like,
here.
Oh, you want to trade me to Tampa Bay?
Done.
We're good done. Here. You know what I mean? Like, hey.
I can get a quick helicopter ride to my home in Miami from Tampa.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I was glad that politics got involved with gambling, or not with gambling, with steroids, because it was such a rampant problem, and it seemed like...
It's the same thing, I think, with gambling.
It seemed like nobody was going to do anything. You know, it seemed like Major League Baseball was just going to be like, shucks, you got us. Mm-hmm. And the government was like, why don't you do something and stop being lazy? And hopefully that's what they do here.
It feels like it's the same thing. What you need to do something because you've been lazy and this is what has been happening under your watch.
And if you don't, we are going to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think they're going to no matter what at this point.
Federalize.
There's going to be some version of it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Number one, there's too much money.
There's too much money, man.
I mean, like, this is a tangent story, but ESPN just broke up with Penn Gaming, and they're partnering with DraftKings.
Because it's more money.
Well, here's the crazy thing.
It's a better brand.
Do you know what ESPN signed with Penn Gaming for?
$500 million, I believe.
Well, it's 10-year, $2 billion
deal. Oh, 2 bill.
Yeah. But that money, they have to pay out that money over the next 8 years. It's like, but they can because they're signing with DraftKings, who cranks out billions upon billions upon billions of dollars.
So instead of ESPN Bet on the bottom line, it'll just be DraftKings?
ESPN brought to you by DraftKings. Yep.
FanDuel is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine being in the higher offices of FanDuel and DraftKings? Just going after each other?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I made $17 trillion last year, but we could have made 35. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Wild world.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we come back. We'll turn over to the NFL. Thursday Night Football is tonight. And maybe one of the weirdest, most inconsistent quarterbacks in the NFL is going to play tonight. And I'm curious, can this be a get-right game? Because we're going to be asking questions if it's not. We'll get to Thursday Night Football next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Shout us your thoughts. If we like them, we'll read them on the air. Same over on the YouTubes. Also, 10 Toes Down coming up at 12:15. We'll take your questions, answer them unequivocally. No wishy-washy. None of that Patrick Harris wishy-washy stuff he's known for.
Communism.
I'm a socialist, all right? Get that correct, all right? I'm not a communist.
Pinko.
I don't think communists believe in health care. Mm. I do, therefore I'm a socialist. Not a fascist.
There you go.
I am anti-fascist. I am not Antifa. But I am anti-fascism, as most people should be anti-fascism.
Not great, Bob.
Just being honest here. Thursday Night Football comes at you tonight, which is great because there's not a whole lot going on tonight. There's one NBA basketball game. There's only one. I'm sure there's some hockey on. I might watch a little hockey, except I can't quad box it. Dude, I can't believe how much taking away the quad box from me was a big deal.
I know. I got you hooked on it. Now
I'm like... The first 2 weeks of college football, I was like, no, I'm not interested.
And then you were like,
I just want to watch a game. Now, sometimes I go off the quad box. Like, Oregon, Iowa will get.
Look, when a game's good, but the best thing is, you hit the back button, and guess what you get? The quad box is right there again.
That is true. That is true.
It's a wonderful thing.
Oregon, Iowa will get my
solo
full
box.
Screen.
Yeah.
That'll be a solo box. But I never thought I would be this disparaged from not having my quad box.
Stand strong. Don't give them any money.
Swag, did you see the percentage of numbers down on Monday Night Football because of no ESPN on YouTube?
I didn't see how far it fell off.
21%.
That should get everybody's attention. That will get... If you want this to get done...
NFL.
That'll be a call from
Will Goodell
going... I don't care what your problem is. Figure it out. Or we're pulling the Monday night deal.
Because what's Monday night this week? Green Bay, Philadelphia Lambeau?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was Dallas.
I do not want to sail the high seas for that game.
You want to know what'll get it done? Yeah, it's a call from Goodell to ESPN. You don't figure this out. We're pulling it. So. Yeah.
Because the whole, like, Dallas-Phoenix, or Dallas-Arizona, nobody cares.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
And I sailed the high seas, and I dealt with it, and it was fine.
It's just like, it's a whatever situation, but. Yeah, no. Hard paths.
Yeah. So tonight on Amazon Prime, you got to have a subscription for that. Mm. They're not in a rights deal.
Nope.
Issue. They're good to go there. Is your Las Vegas Raiders, You know, born and raised in Las Vegas, Danny Meringue.
Yep.
Las Vegas Raiders visiting the division rival Denver Broncos. First place Denver Broncos. And there's two quarterbacks in this NFL that have had weird, weird seasons for the same reason, but the opposite, if that makes sense. That'd be Jalen Hurts and Bo Nix. Jalen Hurts has a second half problem. Bo Nix has a first half problem.
Yes, he does.
And we were talking about bad teams in the NFL, and the Raiders are just bad. Be glad, Danny. We're not going to make fun of the Raiders. There's nothing to make fun of. They're just bad.
He's bad.
They're just a bad team. I don't think it's poor coaching. I think it's just bad roster, and that'll take time. You know, Ashton Jeanty, they were the worst rushing team in the NFL, and they took a running back. Yeah, because running backs need offensive lines. Mm-hmm. Do you think Sean Alexander is a top five running back of all time?
No.
No, but that Seahawk offensive line might have been a top five offensive line of all time. And so it turns out to be that. But I'm going to be watching this game very closely, not because it's NFL and I love it and that's what we're doing this job for, but I'm going to be solely focused on quarterback Bo Nix, because he has moments where he shows he is really, really good. And then he has moments where he shows, what are you doing here?
Yep.
And a lot of them happen in the first and second half, and I'd rather be Bo than Jalen Hurts with this problem. But when are you going to get to a point where you've dug yourself a hole too big?
That you can't get out of.
That you can't get out of.
I think we can all make an argument that the Giants game was that game, and just pure, unadulterated what-the-hellery.
That is some meringue chaos right there, if I've ever heard.
Good Lord. But, yeah, like, when Bo's been good, he's been really good. When he's been bad, it's been like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, if you look at Bo's stats, he's completing 61% of his pass. Mm-hmm. Solid. Mm-hmm. He's just shy of 2,000 yards, averages 6.1 a throw, 219 a game, 17 TDs, 6 picks, 9 sacks. 9 sacks is 1 a game, less than a pick a game. You look at the stats from that standpoint, and they look great. He's throwing the ball around. You know, Cortland Sutton is not getting everything. He's sharing it with Troy Franklin. Go Ducks. And he's been solid. He's been steady. And that's what Sean Payton is asking of him. And that's why I said coming into that quarterback draft, Bo Nix was the one guy that might not be the Jaden Daniels or the Caleb Williams, the boom or bust situation, Michael Penix. But I knew you draft Bo Nix and you're going to win some football games. Bo's going to be in this league for 15 years. Whether he's a starter remains to be seen. But he's going to be in this league for 15 years. But you keep doing this wishy-washy first half, second half stuff, dude, and you're going to be in this league for 15 years, but you ain't going to be starting.
So Bo's completing under 60% of his passes. He's got 4 interceptions, 10 touchdowns in the first half, interception rate of 2.3% in the first half. When you look at his second half numbers,
4 of his 6 interceptions are in the first half. Yep. There you go.
In the second half, where is Bo? Bo's completing 64% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, 2 picks, and only 4 sacks. He's got a quarterback rating of 90.4 in the second half.
And what is that?
Good.
No, I mean, why? Walk me through that.
Probably adjustments.
Yeah. Is that good coaching or bad coaching? Is it your first? What do they drop their first 15 plays?
You've got your scripts, and every coach is going to depend. You've got your first drive, and you've got your paths that you're going to go down. But you know, making those adjustments. But I think that Peyton is probably one of the better adjustment guys in the NFL. And Bo's a heady, smart quarterback who doesn't typically make mistakes. But he's not a guy who's going to he's not the guy who's going to go throw for 400 yards and rush for 100. He's not going to Haynes King this thing.
He's not going to breeze it either.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's also not going to just carve you up endlessly up and down the field the entire game. But he's a cerebral quarterback who doesn't make mistakes, who works with Peyton, and they kind of you see him not make the mistakes.
And that adjustment you're talking about, that's the value of Sean Payton.
Yeah.
That's the value of Sean Payton.
It's not... It's funny, when you look at his stats, it's just cleaner in the second half.
And that's what I think is the best way to describe Bo Nix, is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Except when I got to watch him in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
If he can figure that out, you know, I don't want to play a game of ranking quarterbacks, but if he can figure that out and be clean for 4 quarters, dude, that's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I mean, that's kind of why, we did our preseason picks. That's why I had Denver winning the division. Because I think Bo is just clean.
If you look at Bo's numbers, right, it's interesting when you look at it. He's down the board quite a bit. He's basically on par with, like, Bryce Young, Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler in his first quarter numbers. His first quarter is like he's like it goes Knicks, Bryce Young, Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler, Geno, Jackson Dart. Like the quarterbacks in front of him, Daniel Jones, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Herbert, Prescott, Lawrence, Darnold, Stroud, Penix, Rodgers, Mahomes, May, Allen, Stafford. Like it's dudes, right?
Guys.
And then he's in that other group of guys that maybe he's just a slow starter. Maybe it takes him a little while to kind of see what defenses are giving him.
He's being patient, and Peyton's letting him be patient.
Meanwhile, fourth
being
quarter.
Being patient with him being patient. Can you be patient to be patient?
Fourth quarter, Bo Nix is third in the NFL in total yards. He has seven touchdowns, which,
boom.
Sort this real quick.
There's my guy right there.
I believe he leads the NFL. He does. He leads the NFL in fourth quarter touchdowns.
Boom. That's my guy.
Completing 64% of his passes, he has one interception.
The Giants game probably inflates that a little bit.
But he has a 105.3 quarterback rating, and if I sort this by touchdowns in the fourth quarter, Goff, Nix, Rodgers, Stafford, Love, Mahomes.
All those guys are considered top 10 quarterbacks, except for Bo.
So, fourth quarter time, he gets it done. He's a slow starter, great finisher.
Yeah, and I think if you're Peyton, I think you're fine. What? Oh.
Nothing.
Remind you of something?
No. Yeah. Slow starter, great finisher.
And I think if you're Sean Payton, you're completely happy with that. I wonder when you get to the point where you start asking more of Bo. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in a positive way.
Sure.
Like, I'm not saying that Payton has like the strings on him and the rope on him and holding him back and slowly letting him out there. But when do you really start challenging him? Maybe later on in the year when they've like, maybe if seeding is already wrapped up and stuff.
Be a better starter.
Yeah, maybe when the seedings have wrapped up and you're trying to tune some stuff up for the playoffs. What if that's a game plan? What if that's the game plan tonight, dude? Oakland. They haven't been in Oakland in 3 years. They haven't been in San Diego in a while either, and I still say that.
It happens.
Maybe tonight is your night. Maybe you can use tonight as a game to see if you can get Bo right.
Or maybe they suck and they lose.
Only you can hope, my friend. You and the one YouTuber that is a Raiders Nation as well.
Hey, Raider Nation, we ride or die, baby.
You guys do ride or die together. Thursday Night Football tonight, Raiders at Broncos. Bo Nix, top quarterback in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Not too bad. It's a good place to be.
Go Beavers. Mm. All right, when we come back, we will get into why on earth would you trade the greatest player on the planet? Maybe your team will get him. Web Jam's coming up here in about 15 minutes. Everybody's favorite. Do it every single day at 11:45. 12:15, we'll have 10 toes down, as we always do on Thursday. Got a couple of your questions in already. 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat, however you want to interact with us, is fantastic. I do like this text that did come in talking about the ESPN situation. Pat McAfee's already criticized ESPN on ESPN. Can that get the ball rolling?
About ESPN. He went after Stephen A. and SVP and every other personality head out there saying, go to this website and tell people how you feel. And McAfee's like, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care at all. How about we're in charge? We figure it out.
Yeah.
Helps be the guy with the biggest in the place.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you bring to the party?
I bring a lot.
Yeah.
I bring a lot.
Matters.
Lucy Birch ain't got nothing on this.
Yeah. You know? It's the simple things.
Oh, man. I already lost focus. Mm. I already lost focus.
Got lightheaded, huh?
Buster Olney put out some interesting thoughts the other day that the Detroit Tigers could be in the market to trade Tarek Skubal.
The second best pitcher in baseball.
And teams interested among the Red Sox, in a shocker, in a groundbreaking movement here, a team that needs starting pitching, that spends money uneducatedly.
Whoa, hold on, though. The Red Sox don't spend money.
Well, these days they don't.
Yeah.
These days they don't.
That's what's surprising about that.
It's because their ownership is paying too much money at Liverpool. Yeah. That team spends money right now. But another team on that list is your Seattle Mariners.
Mm.
Talking with Luke Anderson, the host of Happy Hour with Luke on 2 to 3 every day. And we're like, I mean, that's a terrible idea. If you're a Mariner fan, what you need to get to Tarek Skubal, it would be too much. And you are not going to be able to afford him.
I mean, if you're going to pay him, it's worth it.
Yeah, but he wants Gerrit Cole money. And Gerrit Cole money is going to be $350 to $400 million in 8-9 years.
Yeah. And again, I will do this always in baseball. It works.
Yeah.
Pay money, win baseball.
And it's so strange to me that this would be floated out. Look, I know Skubal is looking for a new deal, and the Tigers would love to sign him.
And they're not paying anybody.
They don't have anybody on their books. They have Javi Baez on their books, I think, for two more years, around $25 million, which is
a screaming deal.
A very poorly aged deal. Well, he was good last year.
Yeah.
But he got paid like $25 million a year at about 190.
Yes.
That's not very good.
But in the grand scheme of like what he is at that price point is fine.
I just think that they are so...
Wait, he's good, I should say.
They are so close. They are so close. Mm-hmm. They went toe-to-toe with the Mariners, who went toe-to-toe with the Blue Jays, who went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. I know that sounds a little transitive property, but I think it's because all four of those teams were really good baseball teams.
What's the ask? Are you giving up two of your starters?
I think you're giving up a Logan Gilbert or a George Kirby.
As I say, you're...
for a rental, because I don't think they can. I don't think they're affording $400 million.
You don't do it without him agreeing to a deal.
100%.
But if you're giving up one of those guys for him, he's the second best pitcher in baseball, and the only reason he's the second best pitcher in baseball is because Paul Skeens exists.
Yeah, but this is why you can't have nice things. This is why the Yankees step in, and this is why they have Gerrit Cole, because teams just refused to do it. Go look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mm-hmm. They have made $700 million off Shohei this year.
He
is now paid for. I get it. It's a risky investment. The kid hasn't had Tommy John. You're worried his arm's going to fall off, but you can't make money without spending money.
Nope.
And if you let that man walk, your fan base is going to be very, very upset.
Yes. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This isn't a question about how good he is.
No.
We know how good he is.
We know how good he is. This is like the Angels not trading Shohei at the deadline. What are you doing? What are you doing? Shohei even showed them the offer the Dodgers gave mm-hmm. him and said, if you give me this, I will stay. And they said, bye.
And they let him walk.
Dude, I'm about to go to Congress and make them figure out why these people get to own these teams.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'll buy them. Can I get the Portnoy deal? $1.
You're right.
I'll buy the Tigers for $1. I'm a Cleveland Guardians fan.
I'll buy that for $1.
I hate the Tigers. I absolutely despise
them. You'd run them into the ground.
No, I wouldn't. Mm. I'd pay $450 million for Skubal.
Mm.
I would. And then every other night would be a Skubal bobblehead night.
There you go.
Because, I got to make that money
gotta
back.
Got to make my money back. Yeah.
I got to make my money back as soon as possible. But this
Savannah
is why.
Savannah Bananas are playing a lot of games there. Got to make sure.
Dude, we're the new home stadium of the Savannah Bananas, right? All right? But that's that, and that's what drives me crazy, man. Like, you can't keep your best players in town. I thought, what's his name? Up in Philly had a great quote about A.J. Brown. He was like, you just don't trade great players.
No.
I know he's been unhappy, but he's a wide receiver in the NFL.
They're all unhappy.
They're all unhappy since the 80s.
Find me a happy one. It's like Larry Fitzgerald. That's it.
This is something that has been going on in the NFL for years. Yeah, he's upset. And yeah, he wants the ball more. Everybody wants the ball more. But you don't trade great players.
No, not like that.
No. That's why, side note, I think the NFL trade deadline is garbage and overrated.
I mean, it's pretty big this year.
For their standards.
Yeah. I mean, what was it, 10 players that were traded? No. 10 players is the record.
Dude.
On deadline day.
No Hall of Famer gets traded at the deadline in NFL.
But
NBA and Major League Baseball are bananas.
But with that, you talk about not trading great players. The Cowboys traded away Micah Parsons for not that much.
And that's a ground-shattering trade,
mm-hmm.
you know? I feel like in our other leagues, like, Kevin Durant can get traded.
Mm-hmm.
How ridiculous. What?
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA, it's like, oh, yeah. Giannis can get traded. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone can be traded.
Damian, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. LeBron, if he signs off, yeah, he can get traded. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry, he could get traded now. They would be stupid to do that. He might be the one guy that's not getting traded.
Well, it's because his owner basically made billions of dollars off of him. So, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Side note, if you own the Warriors, should you sell now?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the highest valuation because after those guys are gone, I'm telling you right now, the VC bros that spend the hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on those boxes, the valuation on those is going to go down drastically when Steph Curry retires.
Who's going to have to be the next point guard?
Moses Moody. No, well, he's not a point guard, but Pods, Pajemski.
Blake Wesley.
Yeah. I mean, when Steph's gone, man, it's going to be dire.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's not like they fell into him in the sense of like he's the number one overall pick. There was three point guards taken in front of him, and the Timberwolves took two.
I liked both of them too, Chris Dunn and Johnny Flynn.
Johnny Flynn, baby.
I actually was more of a Dunn guy. Yeah. Providence?
Yep.
Yes. Johnny Flynn, the great Syracuse there point guard.
Big East, baby.
Big East. Back when the Big East was great.
That's tough out here.
We need to start making this more of a thing. When guys get, when guy players get mentioned randomly, I need you to just chime in if you know where they went to school.
Oh, yeah.
It's too fun of a game.
Yeah. You know what? I saw one of those You Know Ball things on TikTok, and I was kind of proud. It was like this 20-year-old dude, and he was like, all right, they just started like naming off players, and he had to name as many as he could before he got one wrong. He got like all of the current era guys, but then he started getting guys from our era. And I was like, oh. Like, I sat up, on the toilet. I sat up on the toilet. Was like, I was getting ready to give this guy a little salute. Like, all-time ball knower.
Jamal Mashburn. Well, that's North Carolina, duh.
Yeah, he was like... Look at you.
Look at this guy. Like,
okay.
Look, we all know Tyrese Halliburton went to Iowa State. Yeah. Who doesn't know that? But did you know that Chris Dunn went to Providence?
Yeah, or they dropped the Udonis Haslam or James Johnson, and you're just like,
yes.
Look at you go.
Where'd Joe Smith go to college?
Like, oh, it's tough for you here, isn't it? Yeah, no. It's like, you know, Michael Jordan, North Carolina, it's one thing. But, you know,
Larry Bird, Indiana State.
When you start getting the deep pulls, that's when I'm like, okay. Okay, I'm kind of impressed now.
Where'd Dr. J go to school? I don't know that answer.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Dr. J. Where did Dr. J go to school?
That's a good one. Now I have to Google. It'll be one of those ones as soon as I read it, I go, duh.
Yeah, of course. All right, when we come back, we'll get into Web Gems. This story comes to you by way of the beer consumption in college football, because everybody likes a nice cold one. We'll get there next. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, this is Web Gems, doing every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll get to, we'll talk a little more Oregon, Iowa. But more Oregon and the rest of the schedule going forward. Is this an actual gauntlet? There's some interesting stats out there kind of talking about the rest of Oregon's season. And it starts here with Iowa on Saturday. Remember, you can catch all that action right here on the Fan Sports Network, your home of the Oregon Ducks. You'll get pregame with Andy Dirt Johnson. Before that, you'll get Sports Saturday with Joe and Rashawn. Excuse me. And then it's pregame and then the football game and then you get postgame. We're here all day for you on the Fan Sports
Those guys Network. Specifically, not us.
I mean, I would listen to Anthony Newman talk to me about football for about 7 hours a day if he would.
Beaver and high grade.
That's just me. That's just me.
Go Beavers. Mm.
And we'll have 10 toes down at 12:15, everybody's favorite. So get those questions in 503-864-6326 or on the YouTube chats. But we talked about this at the beginning of the year, how Wisconsin was planning. The Scannies, the Badges, were planning on being the number one seller of alcohol this year at a college football game. College football games.
For those that are not aware, you can check all of the maps and everything.
I follow a subreddit called Map Porn. I didn't mean to cut you off, but this perfect. Is what I'm getting at. I follow a subreddit called Map Porn.
Which is the stuff that comes out of those kind of places is incredible.
It's fascinating.
So amazing.
And I've seen like 13 different maps about what you were about to describe.
So I lived in Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is always in one of the top 10 binge drinking cities and or counties in the entire country. And it's by a number you cannot fathom. Meanwhile, the entire state of Wisconsin houses all of the rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild.
They drink in Wisconsin like you cannot believe. You've ever seen that thing of like who could drink more? The Brits, the Americans, and it's just Americans in the comments. I've seen these originate from like British accounts, like, oh, you know, we could drink pints. And I'm like, no, you can't. No, you can't. The state of Wisconsin, you don't have to challenge the nation. The state of Wisconsin will drink your nation out of alcohol.
I'll find some of my boys from Pullman, Washington. We'll take a shot at that. We'll take that Pepsi challenge.
Look, you guys might think you can hang, and you might hang. You do not get down like Wisconsin.
Whoa.
I'm just telling you, you don't.
Says the sober guy over here.
I'm just,
easy.
Look, man.
Challenge accepted.
I've been there.
Understood.
It is something. It is something to behold.
How does one go about challenging Wisconsinites to a drinking contest?
Do you know what they do in
Like,
Wisconsin?
If I want to take my boys, how do I get my boys together and we find somebody from Wisconsin and challenge them?
Well, I'll give you this. Ducks played in Wisconsin last year, right?
Yes,
they went to Madison.
So it was, I think it was Dusty who was telling the story in Madison. The cans are everywhere, every night of the week. And there's a tax in the city. There is a cleanup crew that is basically a bulldozer that goes through town and cleans up the beer.
That's awesome.
Like, that's how they get down.
Man, I want to move to Wisconsin.
It is just... Well, look, man, I met some great people up there, but that is the thing that they like to do.
How would they handle Fireball? That's really the question.
Can you chug a fifth of Fireball while rooting with your other hand on national TV in a Pac-12 After Dark against UCLA? I don't know, man.
The difference is they've already drank two of them.
What's fascinating is they are currently not the leader in alcohol consumption.
Which I find to be...
Well, that's sales.
Yeah.
In sales. At games. They are number eight.
Mm.
They are number eight.
Because they're walking into the stadium plastered. Absolutely.
But I think they got ready to sell like 3 million cans of beer this year. And they are not close. They have sold 80,000 to a total attendance of 204,000. Dude, if that doesn't tell you people are housed walking into that game, I don't know what does. Yeah. Because less than half are having a beer.
But I mean, you think about kids.
Totally.
Which, you know.
Well, dude, for every, like, four kids, there's a me.
Yes, fair. Fair.
Number one school, would you care to take a stab at it? Same conference.
I was going to say it's Big Ten, right?
It is Big Ten.
Purdue.
No. Hmm. It is Nebraska.
Ah, okay, yeah.
100.
I was going for, who's the other farmland? That's what I was going for. Where's farmland?
In a 93,000-seat stadium.
That's true.
That helps. 168,000 units sold, a total revenue so far of $2 million. Total attendance, 260,000. Now, number two has 45,000 more in attendance and has sold 60,000 less.
Same conference?
No. We'll go to the South.
Okay.
Two and three are in the SEC.
Bama?
No. They're too busy, like, crying on national TV if they're losing.
Yeah, but, I mean, a cocktail party, you know?
You got to think mid-range. You got to think team that's good.
Missouri?
Should be better. Yeah.
Are we drink-witzing?
We are not drinking.
So, I would have gone Missouri would have been my number two because St. Louis, home of beer.
LSU?
LSU is number three.
Okay, yeah.
LSU is number three. They have sold 30,000 more units, but they have the same attendance as number two.
I would have gone Kentucky or Arkansas.
It is Rocky Top.
Tennessee. Oh, okay, yeah.
You and got 100,000 in Neyland Stadium. Yeah.
And the way to think about it best is Tennessee and LSU, man. If you're fans of those schools, like, sometimes drinking is the only way to get through the season.
Yeah.
Like, Tennessee should be winning natties, correct? Mm. Well, Fulmer's dead, so... Yeah. I don't think he's actually dead, but like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with this Brian Kelly situation, we be drinking.
Mm.
We be drinking. Now, shout out to University of Minnesota at number four.
Not surprised.
University of Michigan at number five.
Total people.
Cignetti at six.
There you go, in Indiana, yep.
And of course, we got to have a little, that'd be West V.
Yeah, there we go. There you go.
Now we're talking.
Get up there, Mountaineers.
After West V hits Wisconsin, jump around, then swag, nice call, University of Kentucky.
Yep.
Yes.
I wonder how much beer they've sold versus bourbon.
Then it's Illinois.
Yep.
And then Michigan State. And now we're really starting to talk here.
I'm noticing a trend here.
Okay. Now the trend bucks.
Okay.
Okay. Now the writer of this is Matt Brown of ExtraPointsMB.com. And he did put a caveat that he reached out to all the major universities and not all of them sent him stuff.
Sure.
So this is just what he has responded. After Michigan State, it now goes Ohio University, the University of North Texas, the University of Toledo, Western Michigan, Bowling Green, Central Michigan, UMass, and then Miami.
So UMass is the only one here. It's to me, is the flyer, but I mean, you're Boston adjacent, so.
But UMass is also the worst program in college football this year, and I be drinking at them.
Yeah, that's what you go there for. But what's interesting, again, where are all these located? Where are we not at?
The West Coast.
Not a single one.
Why not?
You and your hoity-toity freaking microbrews.
Well, I do drink them slower.
Yeah, see?
My buddy and I did put down 2 18s before the Coug game.
Yeah.
We gave a few out to some friends, but
there's a lot of,
it's like Rainier and Bush Light. Like, those go down
out here
quick.
On the West Coast, there's a lot of wine.
Mm.
That's true.
A lot of wine.
I played out at Wildwood for my birthday.
A lot of Bush lattes, too. You know?
And at the turn, me, Joe Simon, Shane Brennan out there. At the turn, Shane walks out with a bottle of Pinot. I got to say, it was a move. I'm not a drinker, but I was like, you know what? Wine and golf, I'm kind of down for this.
See, I think these places need to take a note from NASCAR and just let you bring in whatever you want.
Well, I mean, a lot of places
just let them
did.
Do it. You can have your beverage enforcement, and everybody's got to wear wristbands if you're drinking alcohol. But like,
I think
let people
more
do what they
worried
want.
About projectiles at that point rather
oh,
than.
Oh, yeah. An empty bottle of Fireball would hurt.
No, I mean, not just that. Like, it's the full cans.
Yeah.
Those fly further.
God, ruining everything.
That's the thing is they make you, like, the self-serve, like the Sphere. They have those self-serve checkouts. They have somebody at the end. Their job isn't to make sure you paid for it. It is to remove the top or pop the top.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
All right, we come back. We'll hit to the big nooner. We'll take a peek. Oregon's schedule gets real tight. Is this really a gauntlet? Or is this kind of more of a prove-it situation for your Oregon Ducks, Danny? Well, a lot to do, plus 10 toes down at 12:15. So get those questions in, 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. The Big Nooner is next, 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.